Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York. Never sleep and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Yes, hello, hello, everyone. We are so excited to be here today. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Home-Based Business 101, with Baba Jahi, Cynthia Jahi, and Victoria Falk. And today, I'm so excited, folks, to be talking about one of my favorite topics, and that's how to use travel to fundraise. Yes, you heard it right. Use travel to raise money for your favorite church, charity, or nonprofit organization. A lot of folks are in need right now. A lot of churches are in jeopardy of having their doors closed. We can stop that, folks. There's a lot of money in travel, and we are able to use it to fundraise. There are a lot of nonprofits that need help right now. Why not do a fundraiser through travel? Yes, travel. Why does it work? Well, the same reason that the chocolate fundraisers work, the candy fundraisers, and the cookies. Because we just love cookies. We love chocolate. We love candy, right? We pay for what we love. And folks love to travel. Travel is an $8.1 $1 trillion industry. Travel is huge. People love to travel, and they're doing it anyway. So when you're thinking about a fundraiser, you think about an easy way to get money from people who support you and your cause. So if you're looking for an easy way to get these monies, think about what people are spending on already. People are spending on travel. Right here, right now, you know, a lot of folks are coming across spring break. We have Mother's Day. We have Father's Day. We have the biggest travel day for the summer, Memorial Day. People look for an excuse to travel. We have summer vacation. So many different times to travel, folks. So that's why it works, because you don't need to beg or convince anyone to travel. People are doing it anyway. People are traveling, and it's a win-win situation, because you don't have to make a choice between making a donation and taking that trip. We find that when people are able to fundraise, you know, using travel, they're a little more successful than some of the other more conventional ways, because people don't have to sacrifice fun for giving to a good cause. They can do both. Imagine being able to take a trip to Las Vegas that's going to help your church, taking a trip to Mexico, enjoying the beaches of Cancun, and the money is going to be donated to your church. Imagine going on a family cruise or a family reunion and having proceeds from that trip, yes, go to benefit your church. Now, if you are a pastor, a reverend, or any other clergy member, you may be planning trips already with your congregation. It's a lot of churches who are going back and forth to the Sight and Sound theater showcases. You know, this year's show is Samson out in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, also known as Dutch Country. So it's a lot of churches that travel together to go and see these major productions. But unfortunately, you're not getting monies for these trips that you're taking. Instead of getting monies, what they're getting most of the time is one free trip for the pastor. Now, you know, a free trip is nice, but if what you need is monies, if money is going to help you provide that new boiler, provide that new air conditioner, the new pews or whatever else you need, new robes for the choir. You know, there's so many different things that can be purchased from money gained from these trips. So if that's what you need, folks, consider doing a travel fundraiser. We talked about nonprofit groups, businesses, organizations. It's a lot of places where you're traveling anyway. You know, business is different these days. We have a lot of places doing international business. We have people doing business country. The world is becoming a smaller place. There are times when you need to meet with folks in these other places, and you're paying for travel anyway. Business travel is a large segment of the travel that's taking place these days. A lot of money spent on business travel. Imagine if a portion of what you're spending could come back to you. Imagine that. Imagine if what you're spending can come back to your church, your organization, your business. How much more would you be able to do for your organization if that were possible? Well, folks, like I said, I'm saying if, but it is possible, 365, through the vortex. And the beautiful thing about it is, you know, I talk about Surge 365 as a business, but the vortex is a product. And the Vortex is basically a new website that allows you to book travel at the lowest online price. So your organization, be it your church or your business or your group that you're part of, your association, you can actually own this technology. And the people who are in your group that are traveling anyway, instead of them going online and booking through Expedia or Priceline or one of these other nameless, faceless companies, they would book their travel. Now, I'm not saying for you to go out and beg anybody to do anything that they're not doing. Those people who are already booking travel, they're already booking online. Now, because they know that the church owns this, now that they know that the organization or the nonprofit that they belong to owns this, they would book through you instead of booking somewhere else. So the commissions that would normally go to a Travelocity or Expedia, they're now going to the church. Wow. They're now going to your organization, to your nonprofit, and you didn't have to convince anybody to do anything different. You didn't have to beg anybody to donate or to do anything other than they would normally do. How awesome is that? And the beautiful thing about it is, for those of you who have worries about, you know, network marketing, you have worries about recruiting, that's not something that you have to do. Nobody's telling you that you have to go out and recruit and build a team or anything like that. That's the beautiful thing. We're talking about the product, owning the product. The same way, you know, you would imagine owning a piece of Travelocity, right? Or owning Expedia. Imagine having your own Expedia where you can make money. It's your own Amazon.com. So that would bring so much money to you. Awesome. People doing what they're already doing. Now, what needs to happen? Well, when you're booking travel, and I say booking travel because some places actually have a person that's in charge of booking the trips. But the beautiful thing about it is if you don't want to do the work of it, you can actually have people going on their own because it's automated. When you purchase the Vortex, you have your own website. You also have marketing videos. The company will help you market what you have, right? Awesome. So there's no extra work. And for those of you who want to get creative and you want to fundraise more intensively, group trips are awesome. Now, when we're talking about the church, two great travel suppliers that do Holy Land tours, retreats, all types of fellowship workshops, you're thinking about Educational Travel Services. Educational Travel Service is awesome because not only will they come to your church and do a presentation for you and the leaders of your church, but they will also make flyers for you. They will also help you with the other marketing material. If you want videos, if you need help collecting payments, they'll put a plan together for you. They'll have a representative in place to help you do each of these things. And they'll have books with the different trips and tours in them. So if you see something that you like, you can just use one of the tours and just pick the date that's most convenient for you and your group. But the beauty in it is you can also customize your tour. So if what you see there is a little beyond what you might want for your group, you can take a couple things out, change it around, modify it for your needs. Awesome, folks. So that is Educational Travel Services. Now, in addition to Educational Travel Service, we also have Globus. That's G-L-O-B-U-S, Globus. They're another travel supplier that does religious tours Holy Land trips, retreats, and the like. So you have your choices, folks. You can go with whoever makes you comfortable. Now, it's very important when we're talking about fundraisers and bringing in travel agents, whether it's to your church or your nonprofit organization or your favorite charity, it's important to have a relationship with the agent so that your supporters, your staff, your congregants, whoever they are, so that they see that this is not just some outside person trying to collect money from them. In order for the fundraising efforts to really work well, you want to show that there's a cohesive relationship between the clergy and your travel representative, clergy and your travel supplier. So that way your supporters will be more trusting of the efforts and they'll be more likely to participate in your fundraiser, because that's what you ultimately want. You want as many people participating in your fundraiser as possible, because this is something that can happen again and again and again for as long as the relationship works between you and your travel supplier. Now, the beauty of it is it works best if you are your travel supplier. Like I mentioned earlier, you can actually own the Vortex for yourself, and that will actually cut out the need of having to bring in a third person to fundraise. But if you want to test the waters a bit, let's say you're not ready to actually fully commit to purchasing the Vortex on your own, you can still work with a travel agent such as myself or Baba Jahi or Cynthia Jahi to plan your fundraiser. But things will work a little differently, because as we know, Uncle Sam and the tax collectors, they want to know where income is coming from and where it's going. So when the travel agent is booking the trip, that money is seen as their income. Now, it would be up to that particular travel professional to decide to make what we call the donation to, be it the church, the charity, or the nonprofit. And whatever donation is made, it would have to be a formal donation. So that way, for tracking purposes and tax purposes, everything is documented. So we can't play around with donations, folks. We must have everything be documented to avoid problems. We want to be a blessing to the church and the nonprofits, but we also want to keep an air of professionalism all around. So definitely, folks, ownership always has its privileges. Now, another thing that helps is if the church is able to promote, right? You want to be able to promote that you have this fundraiser. And one of the best ways to do that, if you're in a church and you have a bulletin that goes out regularly, what you would want to do is to put in your bulletin the name of your travel professional, and you want to put that you have a fundraiser event going on. So is it a trip? You want to put it in there. If it's an event or whatever it is, whether it's a fundraiser cruise or a bus trip, you can list that in your church bulletin. And you also want to put who the contact person is and what agencies they're affiliated with, because that shows your congregants that you are in support of these efforts. And like I said earlier, when you're in support, they will be in support. And that's exactly what you need. You want to show that there's some type of marriage between your church, your organization, and your fundraiser. So the people who support you will see this person as someone that's coming in to help, and they'll be more trusting of the efforts. Now, there are different ways to use travel. We can have the booking, like I just mentioned, where you have everybody going to book from your site and you're collecting commissions on a regular basis. But then there are the individual trips. One very popular trip that I have going on right now is the Sight and Sound out in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Now, what happens there is you arrange a date with the travel professional that you think you can get the most participation for your trip. And after you select a date, you think about how much money you would want to earn from this particular trip. Now, since it is a bus trip and it's a day trip, you really don't want to charge too much extra for the tickets. When you're doing a fundraiser, you're thinking about making those extra monies, but you don't want to charge too much extra because you don't want to hurt anybody's pockets where it makes it difficult to participate. So for an average bus trip, you can earn anywhere from $500 to $1,000 on a basic fundraising event. Now, if you're thinking about doing a cruise, or you're thinking about doing the hotel and resort, or if you're thinking about doing the flight and the hotel with a nice vacation package, it might be thousands upon thousands of dollars that you're able to raise. Carnival Cruise Line did a fundraiser event for St. Jude's Cancer Hospital for Children, and they were able to raise millions of dollars. Now, I'm not saying that your fundraiser will generate millions of dollars, but I'm just letting you know what is possible. Because the beautiful thing is, when it comes to children and cancer and the church and different causes that people believe in, the cause and the reason for the fundraiser outweighs everything else. It outweighs the feeling for the person. It outweighs the feeling for the travel supplier and the vendor. So basically, folks, what we're saying is when someone loves your cause and they want to support you, it's not so much who your travel professional is or who your travel supply is even. It is the cause. That's right, folks. It is the cause. And people will go over and beyond to support your cause. Now, we mentioned Carnival Cruise Line because they have been very good about participating in fundraising events. And what you basically need as a nonprofit or a church, you need to provide documentation. So if you have your 501c3 form, you can submit a copy of that to Carnival. And basically what you would be doing is whoever you would have to go on a cruise anyway, now they're going on a cruise as part of your fundraiser. And a portion of the commission from that trip can be donated to your cause. But not only that, Carnival Cruise Line will send you a check. That's right, folks. They will send you a check after your trip is over. And the check will be based on how many people attend that trip and for how many days. So, for example, let's say you're going on an 8-day cruise. Now, Carnival will determine how much money they're going to give you per person per day for that cruise. And they will mail you a check afterwards. How awesome is that? So the trip that you're going to go on anyway now is a fundraiser, and you have additional monies coming in. Sandals Luxury All-Inclusive Resort is another travel supplier that people know and love, right? Very popular. Has won numerous awards for its travel. They also provide monies for fundraisers, people. Throughout the year, they will have different trips and different special promotions. And once again, based on how many people that you decide to have attend their trip, they will mail a check to you. But once again, what you have to do on your end is to provide proof you provide a copy of the written proof that you are indeed a church, that you are indeed a nonprofit organization to receive this. So, folks, the money is there. A lot of the travel suppliers already have money worked in their budget to support fundraisers, to support the church, to support charities and nonprofit groups just like yours. And why do they do this? Well, they do it because they love groups. They love working with groups. And when you're an organization and you're a church, it's so much easier for them to market to you and get you to come on their trip. So they have the money there. It's just a matter of you knowing that it's there and being able to access it. But that's what we're here, folks. That's why it's great working with a travel consultant, because they help you get access to the money that is already there. Now, I'm so excited. We have a couple of fundraisers already in the works. We'll be working with the Worldwide Association of Small Churches along with Bishop Kirkland, Chaplain Butler, adding teams, raise money to help support the church. We're also working with the Barbados International American Chamber of Commerce, fundraising for them. And also, folks, we want to support the cancer awareness and support group, Love Your Breast International. It's a lot of different groups out there. If I have not mentioned your name, that means you have not contacted me for a fundraiser. Don't hesitate. 347-658-8459. That's 347-658-8459. Now, today I went over a short list, but there's so many more places and ways to fundraise. And if you contact us, we'll be sure to give you that information. And folks, don't forget to tune in on Thursday. Same time, same number at 3 p.m. to join Cynthia Jahi and myself as we talk about travel tips. And tune in again on Friday at 3 p.m. For the Jasari's Love Show. And definitely, folks, you want to stay tuned to Home-Based Business 101, where we bring you all the best information in business and all the best information in travel. This is Victoria Falk, Passionate Travel Incorporated. Life is short, live passionately, folks. Yes, there is money involved for you to help you with your fundraiser. So please, once again, 347-658-8459. Have a passionate day, folks. It's been great talking to you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Falk. Have a blessed day.
All righty, you too.